the Rove and Sam Catch-Up.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
I am back.
Welcome back, Rove.
Thank you to everybody who said nice things while I was away.
You're welcome.
And to those who said not so nice things.
Who said not so nice things?
Oh, like it was Emma. Oh, I forgot about this. Because you're not on, I forgot your digital detox.
No.
Emma Griffin Sam wanted to say, Sam has been doing an awesome job while Rove has been off crook. Please let her know. Smiley face. Hashtag titty chat.
Thanks, Emma. That's lovely.
I love that hashtag. Second only to maybe Fridgy Faithful.
See you back.
Back. I had to go do a doctor's visit yesterday because it just got to the point I was like, this is a joke. I've never had anything this bad. And I know I'm talking every day for 3 hours plus.
Yeah.
But I talk a lot every other day. The worst part has been I've lost my baby voice. I had to do, we made pizzas yesterday.
Oh, that's fun. I love pizzas.
And we made a little tiny one for Ruby. And she thought it was the cutest little baby. It was the cutest pizza I've ever seen, apparently. She's seen three pizzas. but of all of them that we made yesterday.
That was the cutest.
Hers was indeed the cutest. And I was trying to do the high pitch, like, oh, yeah. But I couldn't hit it. And I was like, this does not bode well, like nearly a week later.
Got to go to the doctors now.
Went to the docs and I just want to do a big shout out to a woman by the name of Chris Nee. She created a show called Doc McStuffins, which Ruby loves. It's about a young girl who is a doctor to the toys that she plays with, and it teaches kids all about how to deal with, you know, medical situations and how it's important to be brave and, yeah, sometimes it hurts and blah, blah, blah. There's a little jingle that they sing every single episode about I'm going to check your ears, check your eyes, find out how much you've grown, listen to your heartbeat.
Oh, that's et cetera, great. Et cetera. So little kids aren't so scared.
So Ruby's gone to the doctors. She was A1. She's walked in. She's naming all the items. This is how many stethoscopes the doctor has. Oh, my God. And as we're walking in, because I was saying to her, I need to go to the doctor. Yeah. Ruby also needed to go, but I said, no, Daddy needs to go check out the doctor because he's got no voice. And so we've turned up and I said, look, I reckon the doctors gonna need to check my throat. Do you think so? So before we left, she's like, I'll take my doctor's kit because she's got a little toy doctor's kit. She said, I can show Dr. Bronwyn my kit. And I was like, sure, we can do that. So she's gone in bold as brush. She's got her little kit too. So she needed to do the same checks that the doctor was doing. And then she, and Taz is also sick. It's when you will soon learn this, Sam, when either you and Sash end up in the same house and then should you extend your family in any way, shape or form.
Everyone
one
gets
in,
sick.
All in.
Oh,
it happens.
Well, we grew up in a huge house that I'm one of six. Same thing. If one of us is sick, you're
disgusting.
Just like, it's just a matter of time. You can take all the vitamin C in the world, healthy. You can stay away from them. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
You're out like cactus.
So Ruby needed to get checked and we weren't sure how she would be with that. So it was the whole build up of, oh, look, the doctor's probably going to check me. And you know what that means? We're going to have to open up my mouth and go, bah, that's going to be funny. So she's checked me. She's done the usual. She's done Taz. And then Ruby just sits down on this tiny little stool in the doctor's office. And she said, aw. We said, what's the matter? She goes, I feel left out. I said, do you want the doctor to do a checkup on you?
Ruby,
and she's gone,
Yes, please.
So next thing you know, she gets to open her mouth and say, ah. And then we said, I'll check her ears. Turns her little head to the side. She knows exactly what she's meant to do. Doctor has to check her little abdominals, does the little squeeze. That's all part of the song. It's okay if you giggle. This will only tickle a little, says the lyrics to the song.
Oh, thank you, Dr. McStuffin.
Bloody ripper. Bloody ripper. She couldn't have been happier to get her checkup. So then we got home, didn't even have to say you were very, very brave because it wasn't even something to be worried about. It was how much fun is the doctor, right?
That's good. You need they need a Dr. McStuffin for dentists.
Oh, yeah. How do you make that fun?
Check your teeth, put a knife
big
in.
Big metal hook, scratching at your mouth. Have a fun time. It's okay if you cry and you scream and say you need to go home. There might be blood.
Yanking at your teeth. Yanking at your teeth.
Pliers in your mouth.
Jumping on your teeth.
Pliers in your mouth.
You're going so good.
I deliberately did it, Jamie, for you.
I think I've told this story
before.
Love
you, Jamie.
I've been in the room when someone had their wisdom teeth out. I've had my wisdom teeth out. That was pretty rotten because my hole got infected that was left behind.
Yuck.
And mine, they couldn't get one of them out because the root had sort of turned back on itself. So it was like a hook, like a little J. So they kept trying to pull it out and they're going, why won't this just come out? So then you hear this pop and they've come out and I'm just like, and they went, yep. I said, you get it? They said, not all of it. Ooh. So they had to then cut a bit in anyway. Then it got infected. Long story short, not fun. Friend of mine is going in for hers and she said, would you mind coming in? I was like, yeah, I've done it. It's pretty straightforward. Mine just happened to be a pretty rough trot. Hers were like, pop, pop, pop. We got four of them out, no problem.
Easy peasy.
But I've never seen it because you're numb. You don't feel anything. You can't see your peripheral vision. They're in so close. They literally climb up on the chair. This guy put his knee on my friend's chest.
God.
Old school pliers like fresh out of dad's toolbox. Twist, pull. Cool. Hello, modern dentistry. What? You might as well just tie a piece of string onto a doorknob.
Yep.
Nice pop. So anyway, I'm back on deck. I think I'm going to be fine. Ruby's A1. She gave me another checkup when she got home.
So cute.
Heartbeat. Eyes bright and clear.
Love it.
I'm going to be okay, guys. I'm going to be okay.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Ruby first.
Dr. Ruby.
He's going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Roman Sam.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Roman Sam.
We are very excited because Bindi Irwin has got in touch with us to say she has a big surprise for us. Time to find out what it is. She joins us now. Bindi Irwin, hello.
How are you doing? It's so great to talk to you. And it's true, I do have a huge surprise for you. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down?
I don't know if I'm ready.
Well, in honor of I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
In honor of Steve Irwin Day, on November 15th, we are really excited. We're raising funds and awareness for the Wildlife Hospital and all of our koalas. But we actually have here at Australia Zoo two koala joeys that have just been born and they desperately need names. So we were wondering if you guys can think of a way to come up with two names. One koala joey is a girl and the other koala joey, we're not quite sure if it's a boy or a girl yet, so it has to be kind of not a real boy or girl name.
That's me.
But we do have two koala joeys now and we wanted to see how you guys would like to name them.
We get to name two of your koala joeys, Bindi?
Two of them.
That's really exciting. An incredible surprise.
I don't know if we are we even worthy of this
it's
responsibility.
It's going to end up being Koala McKoala Face.
Well, Bindi, if you don't mind, we might get advice from listeners. I'm sure that they would probably have some suggestions. We can throw some in the mix. Do we have to think of it now? Like, can we get back to you with some ideas? Maybe do a little brainstorm?
You can get back to me. So if everyone wants to let you know their ideas for naming these koala joeys, we can get everyone involved. Just let us know whenever you feel like you have some good names in the mix, and we can decide and name these beautiful little koalas.
Oh, that sounds
Bindi,
tremendous.
We love you so much. It's a fantastic surprise.
And they're only a year old, Sam. They're probably
tiny little bubbies.
Can you, tweet us a picture or something so we can see how adorable they look?
I absolutely will. Yes. So I will tweet you a picture and then you can see just how cute they are. They're like these little fluffy cotton balls. They're so cute. It's like someone put them in the dryer too many times. You know, they're all fluffy and they're hilarious. So you'll love them.
Sounds great. And we will get some advice from our listeners on that, yes. I think, definitely, Sam. Hey, Bindi, before you go, I know you just did one of your big croc musters, which I love. Oh, my God, if you follow any of the Urbans or Australia Zoo on the social media. They catch and release tagging crocs. Some of them are enormous. You took your boyfriend Chandler this time. Was this his first venture on a croc muster, and did he hold up? This is a big step for a young couple.
I did. You know, Croc Trip 2016, I think that it's probably the best experience to really bring a couple together.
The fear of death.
It was really exciting. Chandler did wonderfully. He even jumped the head of his very first crocodile.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. So I was quite proud of him. I mean, he's jumping on modern day dinosaurs. He was passionate about it. I kind of think he's a keeper.
Well,
it was a true test.
Well, thank you, Bindi. Love to all you guys, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
To name two little koala joeys. We will handle this responsibility very well,
I've
never
had so much responsibility in my life.
And don't forget...
I believe in you.
And don't forget Steve Irwin Day, November 15. Thank you very much, Bindi.
Thank you so much, Bindi, guys.
We love you, and good luck with the naming.
How about this, everybody? Why don't... We say to people, let's start getting some suggestions now at Rovers Hamlet. I see people calling in. Maybe they want to let us know too.
You can do that.
Tasma's already got a Tasmanian devil named after her.
That's cool.
I don't have an animal. Can I bags one? Can I get dibs on a koala?
You can be called Rove. Rove the koala.
Yeah, that would be all right.
I think it's a great idea.
We should have we got Frosty the koala.
That's cool.
Sasfro. Whatever it might be. Why don't you get in touch with us at Rove and Sam? What should we name these two new koalas at Australia Zoo?
Rove and Sam.
We're going to talk to a clown, Sam.
Oh, fantastic.
I've been following this story since day one.
Oh, yeah.
The scary clowns. It started.
What's going on?
It started in a small town in South Carolina in the United States. Just innocent clowns trying to lure children into the woods.
What?
And now it has just taken
on.
What?
Innocent clowns?
Well, we don't know, Sam. Who knows what was going on? Maybe there was a fun park in the woods.
Yeah, right.
Do you know? Who knows?
This is so weird.
It has become a global phenomenon where now people cannot separate fact from fiction, and the clowns themselves are a bit upset by it.
Oh, God.
Especially the clowns that do get paid to professionally scare people. We're going to talk to one of them. If I may, just give you a snapshot. I just walked out of our studio to talk to our very important executive producer, Alexandra Spurway.
Yes.
And I went to ask her something, and she's put her finger up, single index finger, as if to say, shush now. And she's done the... You know when you talk to someone who's right next to you, but you don't use your voice?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. But then I hear her say, hello, is that Snuggles? Yeah, hi. Alex Spurway from Today FM in Sydney. Hi. So we're going to chat to Snuggles the clown.
Hopefully he's snuggly.
He is. I've Googled him. He looks terrifying.
Oh, God.
But we will be talking to an actual clown from the States about how this is affecting his business, especially this time of year. Scary clowns, Halloween. They love it, Sam.
Rovan Sam.
It is the craze that is sweeping the world. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, scary clowns are terrorizing everybody, Sam.
It is a bad thing. Are
it
you
started, it seems like it was, it's been going on for a while. Only about a month ago, clown sightings started taking place in Greenville, South Carolina, in the US. And now it's just taken over the world. There was even reports here in Sydney where clowns are actually about to be run down by motorists because they're scared of these clowns. They want to take them out.
They're standing in the middle of the road at night time. You're going to get run over. Sorry, weird clown.
Well, look, one of those weird clowns, and he's very upset by it. He joins us now on the line from the States. His name is Snuggles the Clown. Snuggles, thank you very much for joining us.
I apologise for calling you weird, Snuggles.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good, Snuggles. Now, you are, before we start, let's say you are not a children's clown. You are like a Halloween-type scary clown performer, correct?
Yes, I work at a professional haunt here in the States. It's a professional actor.
Right. So, in some respects, is this not helping your business a little bit to make clowns more scary?
Yes, it's not. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what these clowns are doing to their communities and in the States and all over the world, they're making clowns like myself who do this as a profession, who get paid. You know, they're profiling us. You know, everybody is looking at me, myself, and all my fellow actors all over the world as these clowns who are terrorizing their communities. And that's not what clowns are about.
So tell us, what are clowns about?
You know, there's so many definitions of clowns. You know, you got your cute clowns who entertain little kids at birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And then you got clowns like me who work at professional haunted houses who has a dedication and love for Halloween, who people come and travel to pay good money for us to entertain and scare them.
So you're just grumpy that these guys are scaring people for free?
Yes, because now it's not a game anymore. Like I said in the project, I went out for a photo shoot and people are driving by saying they're going to call the cops on me. You know, but within my community, people know what I do and they respect what I'm doing. You know, they know that I'm not out here doing what these other clowns are doing.
And there's talk about it being a publicity stunt. What are your thoughts on that?
What, these clown sightings?
Yeah, because there's the remake of Stephen King's It, and there's also another independent horror movie that has, the whole idea about getting killed and scared by clowns. So apparently there's talk that it was a marketing and a publicity stunt that's just gone too far.
I did hear that just as you heard that. But I understand that, you know, people are really out here in the States. You know, people are really being, you know, a threat to the communities, and they're really scaring people, and they're really chasing people with hammers and machetes and trying to get indoors when people are at red lights. You know, people message me every day on my personal Facebook saying, you know, what do I do? You know, I was walking home from school and a clown chased me with a knife. You know, people are really fearing for their lives over here.
And what's your advice to people when they do reach out to you? What, you know, how do we avoid getting attacked by a clown?
Yeah, you know, it really hurts my heart because I know it's really, really happening. I know a lot of people don't see the proof, but I understand, you know, it's really happening. I see pictures all over Facebook. And when I tell them, you know, I try to say, you know, call your local police. You know, lock your doors, tell your parents, and call the local police because there's nothing to play with that situation.
Right. Well, Snuggles, for you and your hurt heart, we thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I speak for a clown. Thank you very much, Snuggles.
Stop.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, guys.
Real pleasure.
Rogan Sam.
And Sam, just because I'm such a good husband, I've stopped kissing my wife.
Why? What is going on?
How good am I to say to my wife, I'm not going to kiss you anymore?
Why? Why? Why?
Because here's the thing. I've got something that is wanting to take my voice and hide it somewhere.
Laryngitis or something weird.
I don't know what the guy's name is, Sam. But here's the thing. Taz, today, back on set, ABC TV's Clever Man Series 2.
Mate, she's just killing it.
If you're listening in the States on our podcast, download it now on Netflix. But she has to do a kissing scene today.
Hot.
And she was like, you cannot give me germs that I take onto the set and contaminate my co-star with.
Oh.
So I've been on a kissing ban for about a week.
No, kissy. That kind of makes it a little bit sexy, doesn't it? I shouldn't say that. Anyway.
I've been doing, like Monica instead, I've just been sticking my finger in her belly button. It's been great. So great.
Do you know who the girl? Do you get
guys,
a little bit,
it's just the same. Apparently.
I've always found it interesting when, married to an actress.
Yes.
And she's very talented. She's very sexy. Mm-hmm. Mate, Taz is just killing it left, right and centre. Mate, she's got to get all kissy-kissy and all handsy with another man. Jelly.
Me?
Yeah.
No, because it's pretendy kissy.
Nah, it's not. It's real.
It's pretendy kissy. Look.
Is he hot? Yeah, what happens if he's
They're
not?
All hot. They're all. Have you seen the show? They're all hot in that show.
Oh, he's going to be so hot. And what are you going to be doing? Sitting at home waiting for her to come home?
Do you know what? It's the weird thing.
How was the kiss, babe?
Nah, do you know what? I was all set for the first time it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because there's even stuff that I look at. We weren't even going out.
Is it a sex scene?
At the time.
Oh, you can't say.
No, but she's been nude before on screen.
Yeah, she has.
And now I just look at it now and just think, all right, Rove, you've done okay. You've done okay. Like, anyone who would watch that now would be like, damn you, Rove.
Yeah.
You've chosen wisely, young friend. So it's actually not too bad. The weird thing is, it's like there's just little looks where you go, that is my look. I can take a kiss. I can take because she's told me 1,000 times, there's a lot of people around. You would know, Sam. God, there's cameras everywhere. And it's for her, there's a lot of, you got to get this angle because you got to go in on this side. And it's all very technical, apparently.
Yeah, right.
So she says to make me feel better. But that's all fine. But then every now and again, there's just like a look that she might give someone on camera. I'm just like, that is my look. That is my look when I do something cute and adorable.
She just does it to everyone, mate. You're not the special one here.
I knew it. I bloody knew it.
Oh, well, make sure
you... So I've been trying not to spread the germs.
Is she sick?
Is she... Well, she is a little bit as well.
Right.
The three of us, Ruby's gone down as well. But even then, like, the babysitter was over very late last night because we're both up early this morning.
Sure.
And so I've gone to say goodnight in front of the babysitter and I said, oh, look, I was going to watch Survivor. Taz is off to learn her lines. So I said, well, I'll see you in bed in a little bit. And I've leant in to give her a kiss, like even just on the cheek, and she kind of like pulled away in front of the babysitter who must be going, oh, okay.
There's some friction here.
Friction here. I won't mention it. I'll just leave you guys to sort out what's going on. I'm like, it's all fine. It's all fine. It's just germs. It's just because she's kissing someone else tomorrow.
Rove and Sam.
I have come back on deck after being away for quite a few days with my voice being completely shot. And I returned to find out that something disgusting has happened in this building.
Ease up, Turbo.
Disgusting.
Okay, so what happened, guys? Listeners at home.
What happened?
It's not that bad. Everyone is.
It is.
Everyone's carrying on like a pork chop here.
It is not just bad. It is filthy and it is disgusting.
Alrighty-o. What happened was we had just finished up on air and I was like, oh, yeah, giving a little shout out to the ladies. Ladies, does anyone have any deodorant I could borrow?
You work up a sweat. You work
Mind
hard.
Mind you, I'd already put some on like 4 hours beforehand when I started work.
Right.
It's not like I was sweaty. I just had to do other activities after work. And
sure.
I thought, oh, I don't want to get sweaty. It's going to be a hot day.
So you obviously reached for your deodorant that you have to put on yourself.
No.
Oh,
because
what?
I forgot. What? I forgot to bring it. It's in my bathroom at home.
Oh, so you
anyway,
go without deodorant then?
No. I just asked. What? The ladies, and then Alex Spurway. Mate, you've been getting a few shout-outs today. You're going to put together your own podcast soon. But thanks, Jamie. And and Alex goes, oh, yeah, sure. No drummers. Is roll-on fun? Yeah, sweet. No drummers.
Stop. Okay, so we're...
And you get filthy and carrying on like children.
Okay, you guys, we've got our EP.
Here she is, Alexandra.
I'm in here supporting Sam.
We've got the same hairstyle today, guys.
I can't believe
this.
We're going for the messy
you
top knot.
You are essentially rubbing pits with each other when you share a deodorant stick.
What?
Sam is, I look at Sam and I go, she's clean. So
Thank
I will
you.
Happily share my roll on.
But you're not. She
I'm
doesn't know.
Hygienic. Sam's hygienic. We're both hygienic.
You are taking an item and rubbing it in the second most disgusting place on your body, and you know what the first is, and
belly
then
button.
You take it and then you shove it under someone else's,
it doesn't
and then
matter.
You take it back and you use it again, I guess?
I'm all for it.
Oh,
she needed it.
You're filthy.
Like, hang on, I need it.
What are we, Dickensian prostitutes?
Can I just preface something? I would never... Let you, for example, Rove, use my roll-on.
That's a mistake.
Because you've got hairy underarms.
That is protection. If anything, that would make more sense because her hairs are a barrier. She is bare skin. Would you touch her armpit?
Sam is as clean as a baby's bottom. I'm touching.
Guys, I
now
get
rub
laser.
It under your armpit. Rub it under.
Yeah, touching it, loving it.
She did. That is disgusting.
I'm touching it.
You are disgusting.
I don't understand why everyone in this office thinks it's such a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. Because what is the what happens under your armpits? Sweat. What is sweat? Bacteria. Right? It's filthy,
but
disgusting.
I wasn't sweating, and I have a shower in the morning.
I shower
to make sure that I don't sweat. It's a prevention, Rove. 24-hour protection. Are you joking? Do you not even read?
Well, obviously,
the
whatever you put on didn't last longer than 3.
No, I already had it on, but I was just making sure. I was just double layering
myself.
It'd
be like sharing a toothbrush or toilet paper.
It'd
be
like saying,
"Here, I'll use this toilet paper." Here, yeah, you use this toilet paper.
Toothbrush is it's completely different to roll-on deodorant.
It's worse.
That's in your mouth.
It's worse.
This is under your arms.
Guys, armpits are disgusting. Armpits are disgusting.
Stop. I'm finishing.
What do you do with the mouth?
Stop.
You kiss people, you put food in, you drink water. What are your armpits? They are cesspools. They are a walking petri dish.
I think you're upset because I wouldn't lend you my roll-on.
I'm upset because I'm right and you two need to learn a lesson.
Rove is upset because he's missed out on lots of fun things that we've been doing and he's come in and he feels like the new kid again. That's what I think this
is really about. You guys are filthy, disgusting hobos. Why don't you put your belongings in a little rag on a stick and go ride the train lines together, sharing your disgusting deodorant sticks.
Rove. Shh. I'm just speaking to Snuggles. No, guys. It's from earlier. But 131060, guys, is it fine to share deodorant?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So 131060, why is it disgusting to share a roll-on deodorant? If you had spray, it's at a distance. Don't get me wrong.
Spray doesn't work. It misses your body.
You guys, I'm getting a headache, guys.
131060, is it okay to share roll-on deodorant? Roven Sam. Jake from Penrith, what do you think?
Hey, guys. How you going, mate?
Pretty filthy, right?
Yeah, no, I share everything with my girlfriend. I love her to bits, like, very much, but I would not do that, eh? I would not share deodorant with her at all.
Because it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is pretty yuck. We were talking about it yesterday, actually.
It's a common topic for many couples. What do you think Brad and Ange broke up over?
Deodorant.
Probably the same.
Exactly right, mate. Thank you very much. Sarah from Penrith, hello.
I love how Jake loves his girlfriend.
Guys, I don't think it's a big deal. If they're clean, you can share, but
yes,
yeah,
Sarah.
I wouldn't share if they were dirty.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you mean? Define dirty. Isn't the fact that you need deodorant mean you're a stinky human being?
Okay, you're going Pete Evans on everyone right now.
I'm talking to intelligent people here.
Right. I have said I wasn't sweaty and I just needed a touch-up. But you keep saying the same thing. We're going around in circles.
Okay, well, what about this? You have used your deodorant, Alex, to cover the fact that you are sweaty.
I just put it on, then I brought it in. It's in studio with me because I was getting really hot.
Sometimes,
but I agree with Sarah. I think Sarah's on the money. And
hey, we're one for one at the moment. Anna from Roseland, good morning.
Good morning, Rove. I'm with you 100%. That is complete and utter filth.
Yes.
And you may as well just rub your armpits together. It doesn't matter how hygienic you are.
I would do that. I would do that. Because I like Alex Burway and she's clean and nice.
It's complete filth.
Oh, they're actually rubbing.
We'd just be growing on top of each other.
That's
disgusting.
It's a bacteria sandwich. You're exactly right, Anna.
Anna, I'm a clean lady.
Hello,
look at me. You're joking.
Hello, Sarah from St. Clair. What do you make of this?
Hey, I'm totally with Sam on this.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah.
I was part of the swimming squad in high school and we used to have a communal roll-on. So after we hit the showers, we always share the roll-on before we went back to school.
Oh, that's a bit gross.
I'm not about communal.
A roll-on orgy. Rove and Sam. I've decided here's what we're going to do.
Oh, God.
Because it seemed to be pretty much on a level here.
The calls speak for themselves, though. They're on our side.
I can still see people going, gross, you can share. It's split down the middle. Here's what will be the difference maker.
Yes.
Let's find out how disgusting your armpits are, Alex Burway. Why don't we get someone in a lab coat, like a proper person to take, like, you know how they do like a big, like get like a big cotton tip and then you swab a pit and then you put it on a petri dish and you just see what filth comes out.
Let's see.
You say your pits are fine. Sam says her pits are fine. Let's find out. Let's bring science in.
Swab me.
This.
I don't care. Do
you're
it right now.
So you are up for a swab.
I'm clean.
Okay.
I know I'm clean. And
guys,
you can
we're talking
swab
about
me.
Armpits just in case you've just tuned in.
Let's find out what is hiding in your armpit and what you shared with Sam on your deodorant
Ew.
Stick. Lock it in.
Roven Sam.
Say hello to this lovely lady.
Superstar and shining light Delta Goodrum returns to our show to tell us all about her new single, The River. In Delta's new film clip, she gets to make out with a super hot male model. I can just imagine how that meeting went. Yeah, get me someone hot, I'll mime the words and we'll make out. The rest is up to you. That's why it's good to be the boss, Goodrum.
Delta Goodrum, hello.
True words have never been spoken, Rob.
I was saying this to Sam Frost before. I felt uncomfortable. I was watching the clip. It is very sexy.
It's very sexy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks.
How did you choose the guy? Do you, like, get to do a little pash test, hey, like, pash a whole bunch of people?
Have you seen the Bachelorette?
You're the best.
Have you seen
the Bachelorette? No, I'm not quite familiar with it, actually.
It's kind of the same, but just on, like, a look, like, let's look at the casting here. There's six of them, and then, you like, there's a few of them, actually, and then... And then obviously we're casting a role, so to be all seriousness, it was actually just who is best for this look. And then you meet a couple of people and then I was like, yeah, awesome.
Imagine that gig, like somewhere, oh my God, Delta Goodrum just chose me. I get to bash her.
What he looks, so I know, he looks all like sultry and brooding and like, yeah, you go, yeah, I bet you did with her in that room,
you
sleaze bag. You deserve everything you got. Well, he's probably, when he gets home, like, oh my God, Delta's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, after all these years, you'd think it'd be okay to like have it pash. There's so much more intense videos. It's like Delta.
Isn't it though? It's like
have you seen everybody else's videos?
For me it's you're like in a negligee thing, lying on the bed with a bit of a well thank you kind of look. And I blushed.
Now you're going, you know, it's like I'm going red because of you, not because other people.
Now this is obviously all prep for the big tour, which is closer than expected. Last time you and I were just having a chat, you were working on the playlist for it, which I never actually thought about how you choose what songs
and
go
what
into a show.
Order.
Yeah.
It's definitely a process and it's one... that it's constantly mulling. It's even hard to kind of do an interview amongst, you know, even have a chat because my brain is very much on the other switch, which I kind of have two clear switches when it comes to time to kind of create. And it tends to be like you have to watch the show in your head. I have to see it in my head, visualize the whole show and how it comes to life and how it would feel if I'm watching this moment and seeing it back and making sure it's exciting but fun and at the same time it's a show. It's the, you know, from start to finish, it's got to be, for me, I enjoy an arc to the story. And everything means something. I believe in the detail of meaning and like a lyric that has to sit at one spot and where the middle is and where it goes to. And so it's kind of... just bringing all old songs, like all from different records, and finding a new place to them in this headspace with this album. So it's kind of finding the spots that make it feel like it's this story, you know, rather than another one.
Delta, I have said this on my social media feeds. Mm. This song is a bloody ripper. I just want to say, before it was even released... Mm. Listening to the album, this is the one that jumped out to me.
Awesome. Thank you.
I bloody love this song.
Well, I can thank my mum on that one because mum, before I was finishing up the record, I was like, this is incredibly different to a lot of the songs on the record. And I kept kind of going, does this make sense in the record? And my mum was like, if you don't put that song on the record, she was like, that's my favourite song. I want to do the video for it. Like, my mum was so adamant that the reason I ended up putting on the record and then falling in love with it in a different place was because my mum was literally going to kill me if I didn't put this on the record.
I love that.
She was like, you have to put this on the album. And then I was like, all right, this is going on because of you, Mum. This is going on because of you.
Leah Goodrum knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff.
Delta Goodrum, Wings of the Wild. You can catch her in Sydney at the Kudos Bank Arena Friday, October 28th. Also, Newcastle, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Brizzy. Ticketek.com.au. And the album's out now. Delta Goodrum, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Roven Sam.
Delta Goodrum, just chatted with her before. And she was in the other day to do some stuff for us, Sam.
Yeah.
And I asked her to do a little something for me because last time Delta was here, one Jamie, our button pusher, he was quite clearly flirting.
What's this?
With Delta. You were flirting with Delta.
What's this?
Jamie.
Right?
Jamie gets a
you
little
were.
Bit flustered.
She was
when
in
she
the
comes
other
in.
Booth. She was in the booth across from us. She was trying to record some lines and you flat out went, Delta's really hot. To the point where I felt I had an obligation to bring it up on
and
air.
And she's also intelligent and talented.
That's right.
Just saying.
But also wrapped up in one hell of a package.
She's hot. Absolutely.
So it was put to one Delta Goodrum. Would you be so kind as to return the favour? See how it feels to be treated like a piece of meat. So Delta had to come in and record some lines with Jamie. We said to Delta, could you just flirt with him a little bit? Could you just kind of turn it on?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed for you, Jamie.
And that's, you have three things you have to play. Here's the first one. This is Delta going into the booth with Jamie.
Oh, I'm so
good.
Yeah, really good.
Busy. Yeah, I've been good. You have not stopped.
I mean, seriously, it's been so busy.
Like, the thing is, like, I don't know if you've ever been, like, burnt out. It's just got too much.
Yeah. Well, how often are you in here? Like, every single day?
Every day besides weekends. Get in about 4:15.
Do you get any time to, like, to do social things?
Yeah. Usually try to do gym in the outdoors,
but... I was just thinking, look at the whole
I'm shredding.
Nice.
Just get summer ready.
Yeah.
I'm on a cruise in December, so I've got to get my cruise body happening.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm growing it out.
Very nice, very handsome. I'll make love to you.
Yeah.
Like you want me to.
That's
a good one?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that one. Especially for you, Jamie. What do you know? We're getting romantic in here, Jamie. This is what it is. It's a romantic vibe.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I'm sure I'll see you again very soon.
On the beach.
Little kiss.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
Are you joking?
Are you joking?
How embarrassing, Jamie.
So that wasn't
I'm
enough, right?
For summer and I've got a cruise coming up.
But that did not stop him telling everybody about it when we came back into the office. Push button number two.
Jamie's so excited.
If Delta had given you her number, what would you have done?
Yeah, I would wait till that night and then text her and be like, hey, Delts.
Since when are you on Delts terms? Why? Because she remembered your name.
You heard the recording. She was flirting with me. Before the recording even started, she asked me where I lived and all that, how I've been getting bigger. I'm like, I'm not even joking. She's like, oh, you've been getting bigger. I'm like, yeah, I'm shredded now.
Wait, you told her you're shredded.
You would not seriously have texted her if she gave you her number.
Of course I would. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She wants the Jamie.
Get your hand off it, you wish.
I'll say this, she remembered your name. Look, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll put in a good word for you, but I can't promise anything.
What do you know? We're getting romantic in here, Jamie.
I'm making it my ringtone.
You are seriously so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
She wants some Jamie.
Delta was very close.
Aren't you humiliated?
Delta was very close to actually giving Jamie her number. She felt surprisingly uncomfortable after the exchange. It did get slightly heated. We asked her how it felt afterwards. But number three, please, Jamie.
No way.
I was genuinely having a lovely chat to him, even though you guys put me out to it. Like, I was actually having a lovely chat with him. So it felt completely out of line for me to try and, like, give my number or something. I was going to do that. And I just went, I can't do it. I liked his longer hair and I liked his... Nice. I felt like he had been working out. So I think he probably thinks I'm a creep. I'm a better creeper.
I cannot believe you guys.
Delta is being polite in that last
grab. I was thinking, oh, yes, so, flirting with me. I was so happy.
I'm like, everybody.
I'm like, to our EP, I'm like, guess what? I've got an idea. Let's go on a date with Delta. It's content for the show. And little did I know, the whole thing was a stitch up.
Are you embarrassed?
Good job, Jamie. Honestly, good job, Delts.
Delts. Oh, yeah, I'll call her Delts. Oh, Jamie.
We will see you on the beach, mate.
How embarrassing.
Does she still want the Jamie?
Rove and Sam. Time to enter the judge-free zone.
Let's find out what everyone has to fess up to today. Brie from Bondi, good morning.
Good morning, Brie.
Hi, how you going?
Very good. What would you like to tell us?
Okay, please don't judge me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I do it, but sometimes, you know, scabs, like when you get a scab?
Yep.
I pick it and I eat it.
I saw a kid.
Not judging.
I saw a kid in primary school do that one afternoon. I became transfixed with him doing it.
Yeah, except I'm not in primary school.
That's a very good point, Bree. Very good point.
Oh.
Okay, so what is it? Is it just a habit? Is it tasty? What are we missing
nice
out
and
on?
Salty, bit of crunch.
It's just a habit. Like, you know how kids, they pick their like snot and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Right, so yeah. you just can't help yourself.
Pretty much.
Wow.
And I got used to it.
Would you eat someone else's scab, Brie?
No.
What if you really loved him?
No.
Okay, sure.
Just mine.
Just asking some questions.
Just need to know where the boundaries are. Thank you very much, Brie.
Natalie and the
Scab Shire. Scab picker and eater.
Natalie, what do you want to fess up to?
Hey, don't judge me, but I have sex with my partner when his parents are in the next room. I kind of get a thrill out of it.
I can understand that.
Yeah, like the thrill of getting caught.
Yeah, sure.
And you got to be extra quiet?
Yeah, and no.
Natalie, I think you're getting Sam
ain't
in a
mood. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Natalie.
Do you intentionally go and they must wonder why you guys are constantly staying over at their house. You have your own house, Natalie. Why don't you stay there? No, it's all right, Mum. Just go to sleep. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, but just do it, please.
Just sleep.
But just a bad dream.
Renee in Parramatta, what do you want to get off your chest?
Hello,
Renee.
Hello, Renee.
To Rove and Sam.
Renee?
Hey, don't judge me, guys.
Yes.
I like smelling my own undies to see if they're dirty.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
From it.
No, of course not. So, how can you tell if they're dirty, Renee?
Yum! Just smell it.
What's the giveaway?
If they have that fishy smell, put them in the wash.
Okay.
Right. Wouldn't stains kind of give you that as well?
No,
Sam,
no.
You're judging.
I don't care.
I'm here to learn.
I'm breaking through
I am
the
here
judge
to educate.
Zone. That is disgusting.
Sam has fled the judge free zone.
I don't think it's disgusting.
Hey,
well, that's because you're sniffing your undies.
From me and every man on the planet, Renee, welcome. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thanks,
to the club.
Bro.
Nice to have you on board. Bree, Natalie and Renee, thank you very much. We're giving away one. Surely Bree, Renee gets it. Renee gets it for sure. Come on, you jock sniffer. Get on down. You got 200 bucks to spend it for Fratelli Famous and the Bavarian.
Oh, thank you.
Happening for Oktoberfest. Get down to Fratelli Famous and the Bavarian opening at World Square Friday, 14th of October. Get sniffing,
thanks,
Renee. Have a great time.
You too. Wake
up, kids. Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.